Hey there, welcome back. Today we're diving into a really passionate conversation happening right now in the Bitcoin space. The network is navigating a critical debate over what actually counts as spam, and it all centers around a new proposal called BIP-110. It's backed by prominent developer Luke Dashter, and it aims to restrict non-standard transaction data from getting into blocks. It's definitely got everyone talking.
It's a fascinating but complex issue. At its core, this really comes down to a clash between Bitcoin purists and advocates for on-chain innovation. Both sides have deeply held convictions, and they're pulling the network in completely different directions.
Exactly. The purists are really vocal about this. They argue that non-financial data, like ordinals inscriptions and runes tokens, is basically clogging up the blockchain. They say it's inflating transaction fees and drifting away from Satoshi Nakamoto's original vision of Bitcoin as a simple peer-to-peer electronic cash system. It's like they're trying to protect the original blueprint.
That's right. Their solution is to advocate for using dedicated storage networks for that kind of data instead. That's where BIP-110 comes in. It's designed to preserve block space strictly for standard value transfers, ensuring the network stays lean and functional.
And it sounds like this isn't just a passing thought. Dashter has actually declared that the proposal is too late to cancel, which signals really strong backing from a lot of developers and miners. You can definitely feel the momentum building behind it.
But on the flip side, supporters of ordinals and runes are pushing back hard. They contend that if a transaction pays the market rate for fees, it should be allowed on-chain. They argue that filtering transactions by purpose actually undermines Bitcoin's permissionless nature and risks centralizing control in the hands of a few.
I can totally see why they're concerned. They view this pushback as an attempt to stifle innovation, and they're worried it'll just drive developers and creators to more flexible blockchains. It's a real fear of losing that creative energy.
And that's what makes this debate so fundamental. It really highlights a philosophical divide. Should Bitcoin remain a strict, focused payment network, or should it evolve into a broader application layer? There's no easy answer.
If BIP-110 actually gets implemented, it would force miners to reject blocks containing excessive non-standard data. That would significantly reduce ordinals and runes activity overnight. It's a massive shift for the ecosystem.
It wouldn't be a complete ban, though. The likely outcome would be lower fees and faster transaction speeds for everyday users. But there's a trade-off. It could also homogenize the network, making it less diverse in what it supports.
This whole situation really underscores Bitcoin's traditionally cautious development approach. It prioritizes security and stability above all else, which is wonderful, but it does risk limiting technological progress. It's a delicate tightrope walk.
Ultimately, this crossroads will define Bitcoin's long-term identity. How we choose to handle this will shape the network for decades to come.
Absolutely. The outcome really hinges on finding that balance between network efficiency, censorship resistance, and room for innovation. That's why informed community participation is so essential right now as the protocol evolves. Thanks for joining the conversation.